As real estate values soar in historically low-income areas, rent and property tax bills shoot up. WPLN asked if it's the city's job to help residents stay put.
So the answer is yes.
Businesswoman Linda Rebrovic could speak for the entire field. And here they are, starting with former school board chairman David Fox.
I think there is certainly an appropriate role for the local government to ensure that the city doesn't become just an enclave for, you know, upper income people.
We care about diversity, that we care about trying to keep people in their neighborhoods, recognizing that there is a balance.
But I think the bigger question is, how do we maintain the affordability for all of Nashville?
That's at-large Councilwoman Megan Berry, who followed Attorney Charles Robert Bone. As for what to do about it, Fox has an idea about allowing developers to build more densely if they reserve units for low-income residents. Developer Bill Freeman, whose company owns some 50,000 apartments in the Nashville area, suggests being careful about raising property taxes.
You know, I think what we have to do is just be mindful of the cost of living in Davidson County.
Charter school founder Jeremy Kane says every neighborhood may take a slightly different approach.
When the conversation can exist between a neighborhood and developers, good things happen at the end of the day.
Kane says some of the gentrification problem could be solved simply through better communication. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.